With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has released the final voters register for the 2024 national elections, revealing a total of about 1,449,000 registered voters, with women comprising 54% and men 46% of the electorate. ECN spokesperson David Siluka has more.
Following the release of the 2024 final voters register yesterday by the Commission, in terms of age groups, the registered voters born between 1982 to 2006, also referred to as the Generation Y, represent the highest figure of registered voters, standing at 900,102. In terms of youth and adult turnout, the category of the adults from 35 years and above represent the highest figure of registered voters, which stands at 58%, whereas those with 18 to 34 years represent 42%.
The Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board will transition to a new management system under the Public Enterprise Governance Act of 2016. The new structure will include a board with at least 7 independent non-executive members and a chairperson. NIPDB Senior Manager for Branding and Communication, Catherine Shipushu.
The amended articles of association will be registered, and the process of appointing the new board of directors will commence with immediate effect. The mandate and legitimacy of the NIPDB is further said to be legislated by Parliament in the Namibia Investment Promotion and Facilitation Bill, which is currently in the drafting process. It is important to note that these two processes are not mutually exclusive.
The Cancer Association of Namibia says that the country continues to face severe cases of advanced and metastatic breast cancer because many women are seeking treatment too late, leading to unnecessary suffering. The CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen.
Cancer Association of Namibia and Marua Super Spa is taking hands to bring a free pop-up breast clinic to the community workers and commuters. It's a very big privilege for us as Cancer Association to lead this initiative again, and we welcome everyone in the community to please come out. It's a free clinical breast examination that will be conducted by the Cancer Association's team. If there are any suspicions, we will either place you in the private referral pathway if you have got a medical aid or insurance, or if you are a state patient, we'll refer you to our breast clinic program.
South Africa's Special Risk Insurance Association has engaged government and other stakeholders in a bid to extend its cover to natural disasters, climate-related risks, and cyber attacks. The cost of damage from the June floods in KwaZulu-Natal was estimated at more than 1.3 billion rand, while the 2022 floods in the province caused damage estimated at 7 billion rand to at least 826 companies. And Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo, known for his shot blocking and famed finger wave after denying opponents at the hoop, died Monday from brain cancer aged 58. Here's David Close reporting on Mutombo's life for CNN.
An iconic finger wag, an unforgettable laugh, and a heart of gold.
If you have a heart and a love, you can have an impact on society.
7'2" Dikembe Mutombo was larger than life and one of the most memorable athletes of his lifetime. Mutombo grew up with 9 siblings in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He went to high school in Africa before moving to the U.S. on scholarship to attend Georgetown University with the intentions of becoming a doctor. But he was recruited to play basketball by Hall of Fame coach John Thompson and would quickly become one of the best defensive centers in the game. Over his legendary career, blocking a shot and Mutombo would become synonymous with one another. Mutombo ended up with the second most blocks in NBA history. Many tried to climb Mount Mutombo, and many failed. And often, they ended up receiving a finger wag, which became Mutombo's signature and a pop culture phenomenon.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.